WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
We remember with great respect the nearly 3,000 souls we lost that tragic day.
Joint Chief Vice Chair Admiral Christopher Gray, one of the countless number of Americans remembering those lost in the 9/11 terror attacks 22 years ago today. Numerous tributes taking place, including at the Pentagon, at Ground Zero in New York, where bells are tolling, and on hallowed ground in a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says there is no doubt that 9/11 changed life in America forever.
I think that the fear that was widespread among the people and continues to live today as we contemplated what might be next, as you know, we shut down the airspace, as we stayed home and we watched television, and the speculation about who had done such a dastardly deed to the American people.
McGinnis was at the Pentagon when the hijacked aircraft struck the building. Vivid memories of smoke rising from the scene, memories of friends and colleagues lost. President Biden, returning from the G20 summit in India, will attend a ceremony in Alaska. At the summit, the president once again sounded a conciliatory tone toward communist China. Mr. Biden insisting he does not want to contain China. In his words, "We're not looking to hurt China sincerely. We're all better off if China does well." The same China that's on the move in the South China Sea, that threatens Taiwan, and that sent a spy balloon clear across the continental U.S. before it was shot down off the coast of the Carolinas. It is a scene of utter devastation in earthquake-ravaged Morocco, where the death toll is roughly 2,500. Thousands have been left homeless. On Wall Street, the Dow features up 67 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt. I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you called Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself. Because once I called Trinity, they took care of me, and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
President Biden has wrapped up his visit to Vietnam with talks focusing on taking care of business.
At a meeting with business leaders, Biden told the CEOs that he wanted the U.S. and Vietnam to forge new partnerships. The deals announced include plans for a $1.6 billion Amcor technology factory in Vietnam and a $7.5 billion aircraft sale between Boeing and Vietnam Airlines. Later in the day, Biden sat down with Vietnam's president for a formal state luncheon. I'm Karen Chamas.
The European Union's Executive Commission cutting its economic growth forecast because it says high inflation is still discouraging consumers from spending money. The European Commission now expects economic growth of 0.8% this year for the 20 countries using the euro currency. News and analysis, townhall.com. The men's U.S. Open winner, and he's been there before, says that he has no plans to slow down.
Novak Djokovic has written another chapter into the tennis history books, becoming the first male player to win 24 Grand Slam singles titles, that equaling the all-time record held by the Australian Margaret Court. The 36-year-old Serb also became the Open's oldest male winner, that after a hard-fought 6-3, 7-6, 6-3 victory over the tenacious Daniil Medvedev. Djokovic started well, comfortably taking the first set, but then he found himself struggling physically in a brutal 1 hour and 44 minute second set in which he saved a set point before winning in a tiebreaker. That done, he closed out in straight sets, securing his fourth U.S. Open title. I'm Graham Agos.
About 146,000 U.S. auto workers set to go on strike this week if GM, Ford, and Stellantis fail to meet their demands for big pay hikes, the restoration of concessions made years ago. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Available at Walmart and Walgreens. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayla. At the Capitol, the State Assembly is set to vote on a Republican tax cut.
It would expand retirement exemptions and cut taxes nearly 1% for the state's third income tax bracket. In last week's committee vote, Janesville Democrat Sue Connolly had concerns about a structural deficit.
We have the money today, but I don't have the confidence that we're going to have the money in 3 years.
Committee Chair, Green Bay Area Republican John Mocco said the cuts are needed.
This money is going to folks that need it the most. The structural deficit question is a red herring.
The Assembly votes Tuesday. Governor Tony Evers has already pledged to veto the cuts. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Winnebago County man has entered an insanity plea in the deaths of his parents. 26-year-old Eric Metzig is accused of fatally shooting David and Jan Metzig at their Wolf River home in March. Metzig entered a plea of not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect Thursday to charges of first-degree intentional homicide. If found guilty and mentally competent, he would face life in prison. No trial date has been set. A fine of nearly $200,000 is imposed on a northern Wisconsin sawmill. Florence Hardwoods agreed to pay that fine last week after a U.S. Department of Labor investigation into the death of a 16-year-old worker there this summer. Michael Schulz was pinned by machinery at the sawmill in late June. According to the investigation, Schulz wasn't directly supervised when he tried to clear a jam in a wood stacking machine at the sawmill. Schulz suffered injuries that led to his death when the conveyor belt he was standing on moved. Investigators also learned that three children, ages 15 and 16, also suffered injuries at Florence Hardwoods between late 2021 and March of this year, with one of the children injured on two separate occasions.
Wisconsin Radio Network has been on the air for more than 25 years and now boasts more than 100 broadcast signals statewide. Award-winning journalists bringing you news and sports stories that are important to you and your family. Bill Scott's Titletown digs deep into Packer coverage throughout the season. Plus, we're at the Capitol every day. Wisconsin Radio Network has the resources, social media, and digital presence to help you meet your business goals. Business owners, reach out for a meeting with a strategic marketing executive today at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now's your chance. Be a positive influence. Serve your community and help get kids back to school. Covison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages have just increased to their highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Covison.com. That's Kobussen.com for more information and to find a Covison terminal near you.
A Saturday morning head-on collision in Manitowoc County left two people dead. The sheriff's department there says a truck driven by a 21-year-old Menasha woman crossed the center line on Highway 10 in the town of Cato, striking a car driven by a 17-year-old Reidsville girl. The 21-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene. The 17-year-old helicoptered to a Nina hospital, where she was later pronounced dead. The two fatalities were the only passengers in their respective vehicles. And Vice President Kamala Harris is coming to Madison.
The White House announced Friday that Harris will speak at UW-Madison to, quote, bring students together to fight for rights ranging from LGBTQ equality, reproductive freedom, and gun safety to climate action and book bans. A specific date for her visit hasn't been announced. A month-long Fight for Our Freedoms college tour kicks off later this week with stops in Virginia and North Carolina. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And I'm Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Here's a peek at the Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, Tuesday, the 12th day of September. Tomorrow I'll be serving up Swiss steak along with mashed potatoes, a little gravy with that if you like, stewed tomatoes, and upside down cake on the menu tomorrow. You got locations in Park Falls, Phillips, Okemah, Kennan, Brantwood, Price County Senior Dining. Call 715-339-2158.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, with some fog to start, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. Do pick up a slight chance for a spotty afternoon shower in the mid-60s. Left north winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, still a chance for some showers, low 40s. For Tuesday, some morning fog and a chance for some showers mainly through midday up to 58. Sunshine making a return for Wednesday, some patchy frost in the morning, a high of 63. Thursday, lower 70s with a good deal of sunshine. Then a chance for some showers returning Friday in the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 47 degrees.
Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints with 11% off everything in the Menards. We offer free custom color matching and tinting to create thousands of color options. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container and no prep, no prime formula, transforming your home has never been easier. A gallon of DuraClean interior paint is just $22.95 after 11% off. Good through September 17th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Wisconsin's early goose hunting season is now open and runs through this Friday, September 15th. Of course, there's additional Canada goose hunting that runs through most of the autumn. I'll share more details about Canada goose hunting in the Badger State when we return. But first,
Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life. And by everything, we mean top products by your favorite brands. From Blackstone to Blue Buffalo, Carhartt to Cooper, Milwaukee to Muddy, Scott's to Science Diet, DeWalt, Levi's, Purina, Husqvarna, Goodyear, Rapala, Vortex, whoo, and a whole lot more. In-store or online, check out all the brands Fleet Farm carries to help make your everyday life better.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters that the 2023 early goose hunting season is now open and available to hunters in every part of the state through this Friday, September 15th. The early goose hunting season has an increased daily bag limit of 5 Canada geese and targets Wisconsin's resident goose population before the fall migration through the state. The 2023 population estimate for Badger State breeding Canada geese is nearly 170,000, almost 60% higher than the long-term average. The regular goose seasons in the northern, southern, and Mississippi zones all open on Saturday, September 16th, but daily bag limits are reduced, and season closing dates are staggered depending on a hunter's zone. While the early goose season is uniformly regulated across the state, Wisconsin's regular goose season dates vary by zone. For complete details on Wisconsin goose hunting, check out the Badger State Waterfowl Regulations. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Staples has big savings on everything for school or the office. Save on school essentials like notebooks, pens, and crayons. In stock and backed by Staples Price Match Guarantee. Save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. And now save even more with $10 off document printing when you spend $40 or more. Get everything for the office and classroom for less at Staples. Ends 9/30. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details. Price Match Guarantee and store only. Visit staples.com/pricematch for details.
Brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store.
Really cool station.
98Q Country.
Got 'cause you're gone, dropping the needle on a vinyl and crack.
secrets by the dozen. You know where my skeletons sleep. Hypothetically, if you ever kill your husband, hand on the Bible, I'd be lying.
Country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.